إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is the one who created death and life to see and to test which one does the best deeds. يَبْلُوَكُمْ to test you, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا which one of you does the best deeds. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ and He is the one who is all-powerful and He is the one who is all-forgiving. I remind myself and you that if you look at life, people are remembered not for who they were, what their status was, what their station in life was. They're not remembered for how beautiful or ugly they were. They're not remembered for how much of wealth they had, or whether they were strong or weak. They are remembered for their actions. Anyone, take absolutely anyone. If I ask you to say, name three people, I can bet you and guarantee you that the three you will name will be three people who did something. You might say Hitler, Mother Teresa or somebody else, right? Somebody who did something good, somebody who did something bad, but something which they did. It's the actions of people which remain in our memories. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also defined us and defined this ummah in terms of actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave just the action as a neutral thing. He said good actions. And out of good actions, He said the best of actions. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined us and said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you are the best of people, not because you are of this race or that race, not because you are, not even because you are Muslim, not even because you believe in Allah. You are the best people and you have been extracted and selected for the benefit of mankind. You are the best people because you benefit mankind. تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You enjoy in good, you forbid evil and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, enjoining good and forbidding evil is something which reinforces faith, which reinforces our iman. So, again, we are defined by our actions and what are those actions? That we enjoin good and we forbid evil. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the best of people is the one who benefits the people. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. He said, the best of people is the one who benefits people. And that's why the ulama have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves and supports and protects those who are beneficial to people even if they are not Muslim. And vice versa. When people stop being beneficial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them even if they are Muslim. And for this one, all you need to do is to study some history, read some history, and you can see how this holds true to this day. Of course, the time frame of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in weeks and months, it's in years and decades and sometimes in centuries. But the point is that people who are beneficial are maintained and protected, and people who are not beneficial are removed. At some point in time, gone. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them, then even their very memory is gone. The example I always give is that of Genghis Khan and the Mongols, because Allah gave them the largest empire that ever existed, the largest land empire that ever existed to this day in the history of mankind was the empire of Genghis Khan. One man. He ruled a land area of 13 to 14 million square miles. He had wealth which is uncountable. But in terms of deeds, all that we know about Genghis Khan is that he killed a lot of people. Destroyed cities, killed people. And today, it's very interesting to note, there is a biography of Genghis Khan, which is written by a man called John Mann, who also incidentally wrote a very good biography of Salahuddin Ayyubi, Rahmatullah Ali, called Saladin. John Mann, I recommend both these books, you should read them. John Mann says that he, when he was doing the research for this book on Genghis Khan, the book is called Genghis Khan, he said he went to Mongolia and he searched for signs and traces of this great empire. And he said the only thing he found was one pillar base. One pillar base shaped like a turtle from the city of Karakoram, which was built by his grandson. The entire city is gone. One pillar base, one piece of stone is that's it. Which is the remnant and the memory of a man who ruled the largest land empire that ever existed in the history of mankind. So Allah preserves those who are beneficial and Allah removes those who are not beneficial. No matter who they were, no matter what they seem to have in this world. And that is the reason why Rasulullah ﷺ also mentioned this, as I said, in one hadith. The other one where he mentioned is a hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you see something wrong, stop it with your hand. Just go and take action to stop it. Stop it with your hand does not mean forward a WhatsApp message. Eh? Stop it with your hand. Take action to stop it. And he said, if you cannot do that, then speak against it. Speak up against it. Stand up and protest against it. And he said, if you cannot even do that, وَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِي, if you do not have the istita'at, the strength, the courage to do that, to do even that, meaning you have no courage and strength to stop it by your hand, and you do not have the courage and strength to speak against it, he said, then at least hold it as hateful in your heart. And he said this last thing, which is you have taken no action, you have not spoken against it, but you are holding it hateful in your heart. He said, this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. So effectively, how many options is he giving us? Two or three? Two. Two. Third is a sign of a illness of the heart. Third is not an option. Third is, it's an option in a way, but it's really, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that this third thing is actually a sign of the weakness of your iman. Now today, for example, I keep talking about the evil of ostentation and evil of ostentatious weddings. What do you say to people who not only do not stop that thing with their hand, they not only do not speak against it, but they participate in it. They go there, they eat the dawat, they enjoy themselves. So where should we place such people? Where, what is the state of their iman? Because if you say, I am holding it hateful in my heart, what is the minimum requirement of that? That you will not participate. How can you participate in something and say, I hate it? I mean, nobody dragged you there in chains. It's not as if somebody held a gun to your head and said, go, you have to go there. No. You went of your own volition. So what must we say about iman? And that's why they say, for evil to prevail, it is sufficient for good people to remain silent. For evil to prevail, it is sufficient for good people to remain silent. And this is what is happening in our country today. Our country is got this two diseases. One is foot in mouth. And the other one is, these lips are locked, lips are sealed. People who should speak remain silent. They do not speak up against the evil that is prevailing in the land. In all sorts of ways, among the Muslims, among the non-Muslims, the evil that is prevailing in this land, the injustice that has become rampant, people do not want to speak up against it. Everyone has got some excuse. Everyone has got some reason why they don't want to open their mouth and speak against something which is going wrong. And that is why it is spreading. It's not spreading because of some intrinsic strength that evil has over goodness. Evil is darkness, good is light. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, the truth has come and falsehood has disappeared. It is the nature of falsehood to disappear. The light has come, the darkness has disappeared. It is the nature of darkness to disappear. Darkness has no entity, has no identity of its own. It has no existence by itself. Darkness is the name that is given to the absence of light. When there is no light, what do you call it? We call it darkness. By itself, there is no darkness. You can create light. You cannot create darkness. Supposing I tell you, create darkness, what will you do? You put off the light. So as long as there is light, I say, no, you can't put off the light. I want you to create darkness here. Can you do that? You can't do that. It's impossible. The opposite is possible. Supposing you are sitting in a dark room and I said, create light here, you can do that. But you cannot create darkness. Darkness is the name given to the absence of light. Evil is the name given to the absence of good people who should speak against evil. The absence of virtue, the absence of standing up for the truth. And that's why one of the quotes of Martin Luther King, he said, when the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable, punishable. He said, when the truth must be spoken, silence is culpable. And that's why I remind myself and you that Islam defined us Muslims as people of action. Islam did not define us in terms of our belief. Islam defined us in terms of our actions. Even in this ayat of Suratul Al Imran, which I recited, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. What is first? Amal. Amal is first. The same ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Amantu billah. No, Allah said, Ta'amaruna bil ma'ruf. Wa tanhauna anil munkar. Wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, not Amantu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Tu'minuna billah first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Tu'minuna billah. Wa ta'amaruna bil ma'ruf. Wa tanhauna anil munkar. You believe in Allah, and for that reason, your definition is what? You believe in Allah. And then what you do? You enjoin good and you forbid evil. But that's not the ayat. The ayat is the action comes first. Amar bil maruf, first. Enjoining good. Nahi anil munkar, forbidding evil. And you believe in Allah. And therefore, one of the meanings of this is that Iman bil ghaib and Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a product of enjoining good and forbidding evil. This produces Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you are enjoining good, what good are you enjoying? From where? From the laws which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. What is good? That which is beneficial to all people. What is evil? That which causes harm to everybody. Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi al munkar wa tubta billah. So I remind myself and you therefore to look at our actions. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusi. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. Allah does not destroy people until they destroy themselves. Allah does not bring you down for fun. You do it yourself. You do it to yourself. It's your own actions. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydinnas. The fasad, the trials, the tribulations, the difficulties, the corruption, the evil that is spread on the sea and the land is the result of the deeds from the hands of people. Our oceans today are polluted. Our oceans have got more plastics in the sea than there is on the land. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia is being polluted and destroyed by, guess what? Wet wipes. Wet wipes, tissue. Wet wipes. There is millions of tons of wet wipes which is stuck on the coral and is destroying the coral. Bimaya kasavata idin nas. Deeds that come from the hands of people. The coral didn't just die by itself. It died because you went and put wet wipes on it. The facade on the oceans, on the sea and the land, same thing with the land. Deserts are being formed. Rivers are drying up. Glaciers are melting. Global warming is a fact of life. What is global warming? How does it come from? From the actions of people. Doesn't happen by itself. So, very important for us to understand that it is actions which define us. And therefore, each one of us must focus on our own actions. Global warming is not a, you know, worldwide phenomena by itself. Global warming happens because I do not switch off a light. Global warming happens because I run an AC when I don't need to run an AC. The CFC is from this. Global warming happens because of my personal actions. The world is being polluted and it's being suffocated with plastics. Why? Because we use plastics. Because we insist on using plastic bags and we throw it. We use plastic bottles and we throw it. It's my action. It's my personal action. And anyone who says, oh, but you see, I'm one person, that's a ridiculous argument. Because everybody is a one person. And all these millions and millions of one persons create this together. If each one of us says, I will not use plastic, khalas, that's the end of plastic. We still have to deal with what is already there, which is practically immortal. It takes 1,000 years, 1,000 years for one plastic bottle to degenerate on its own. That's the kind of calamity we are talking about. And I am old enough to remember a time when we did not have plastics. They hadn't been invented. And so on, this shows the short-sightedness of humanity. I still remember when the first plastic bag came into being and the first plastic bottle we saw that, we said, fantastic, what a wonderful thing. This bottle, we can drop it on the ground, it doesn't shatter. This bag, we put something in it, we can see what's in it. Otherwise, we used to have cloth bags. And you know, you say, oh, the cloth, what's in the cloth bag, we can't see. And we had porcelain bottles or glass bottles and they were not shatterproof. So, they broke and things like that. We said, oh, this is a wonderful thing, fantastic. Plastic chairs, oh, absolutely brilliant. You can lift it up with one finger. Otherwise, you had a big wooden chair to lift and you know, then the metal chairs came. That's the limit of human vision. Today's great blessing is tomorrow's curse, because we don't have information beyond the present. That's the reason why we need to act. Amar bil maruf wa nahi anil munkar. Order good by ordering it on yourself first, and prevent evil by stopping evil in yourself and your own family and your own life first. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among those who are beneficial, to make us beneficial, and to use us for the benefit of all humanity, and to reward us and to save us from all evil, from producing it, from creating it and participating in it, and from being the victims of it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.